Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Friday, 21st of June, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open flat today following cues from GIFT Nifty, which is trading near 23,524. In the earlier trading session, Indian equity markets closed on a positive note amid volatility, with Nifty finishing above 23,550, led by metal, oil and gas, and realty stocks. The Sensex too extended gains to the sixth straight session and was up by 0.1% to settle at 77,478 level. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might find an immediate resistance at 23,614 level, with a support based at 23,475 level. Coming to some of the top stocks that will be in focus today will be, firstly, IT stocks. After IT service provider Accenture lowered its revenue forecast for FY24 due to economic uncertainty leading clients to reduce spending on consulting services. Accenture revised outlook anticipates full-year revenue growth to be within the range of 1.5% to 2.5% compared to its earlier projection of 1% to 3%. Accenture's performance is widely regarded as a benchmark for the Indian IT industry, providing a glimpse into the expected outcomes for the Indian IT companies. The first quarter of fiscal year 2024-25 earnings session will commence on July 11, with bellwether TCS reporting its Q1 earnings. The second stock to be in focus today will be ONGC, after the company appointed Devendra Kumar as Chief Financial Officer and key managerial personnel of the company with immediate effect. Thirdly, GIC Housing Finance will be in focus. After the company has become aware of a malware attack affecting some of its end-user systems and isolated affected systems from the network to stop its further impact. Thirdly, Bank of Baroda shares will be in focus after the company appointed Chayani Manoj Sundar as CFO effective today. Fourthly, JM Financial will be in focus after SEBI said that the company will continue to face restrictions on acting as lead manager for public debt issues until March 31, 2025. And finally, Amara Raja will gain some traction in trade today after the company invested 20 million euros to raise a stake in Norway-based Innovat to 9.3%. If we look at the primary markets, it is buzzing again as three mainboard IPOs are on the queue. DE Development Engineers will begin its third day of subscription after the public issue was subscribed to 9 times on day 2. Secondly, Acme Fintrade India will also begin its third day of subscription after the public issue was subscribed to 11.63 times on day 2, led by institutional investors. And finally, Stanley Lifestyles will open its public issue for subscription today, with the price band set at ₹351 to ₹369 per share. The company has raised 161 crore rupees from anchor investors. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Wall Street shares pulled back from record highs overnight as Treasury yields shook off soft US data and rose, anticipating new supply next week. The Dow rose 0.7%, while the S&P 500 lost 0.2%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq composite also settled lower by 0.8%. Following cues of the Wall Street, Asian markets also traded lower in early trade, as Japan's May core inflation data came in slightly cooler than expected. On the commodities front, crude oil futures slid in early trade on the prospect of higher for longer interest rates in Asia and US, while falling US oil inventories kept prices from moving lower. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have market expert Sanchita Mukherjee talking about the current market valuations and consumption as a sector. Let's listen in.
in terms of understanding the valuations, because valuations are extremely critical in today's date in the broader markets as well as sectoral valuations. Having said that, generalistically speaking, if one were to look at consumption stocks and consumption as a sector, the fact of the matter remains that last 5 years consumption has actually not been a very, very optimistic feature. Given that it's been supported mostly by urban consumption and has little to do with rural wage growth and rural consumption, it still remains very testy as a sector in terms of there will be pressures on input costs, there will be pressure, there's been a huge heat wave, right? Mm-hmm. So we cannot really forecast how the inflation would look up end of this year. Most economists tout it to be all pretty hunky-dory, given that food prices have traditionally been under check with good monsoon scenarios. However, having said that, climate crisis is a reality, and this directly affects the rural consumption pattern. So I would be still very circumspect about the FMCG and the consumption sector as a whole. Having said that, I think even in the manufacturing, infrastructure, capital goods, the valuations have really run up. Now, if you were to see PSU as a sector, there are many different verticals, right? There's defense, there's oil and gas, there's energy. So they need to be viewed in terms of pockets. With respect to your question on the coalition government, I do not see any hindrance to policy making on that front. I would assume that reforms and execution of these projects to carry on full throttle, because even previously, if you were to see 1999, 2004, 2009, coalition governments, sometimes even minority governments with allies, have done well in terms of decision making and reform policies, because there are many heads which come together, give a diverse point of view. So that should ideally not be a problem. In fact, what the markets are looking forward to would be a whole host of other reforms like land and labor, administrative reforms, bureaucratic, judicial, all of this to continue. So this should actually ideally help the Indian economy in the medium to long term.
Thank you. Have a great trading day. We will catch you at the next trading session at the same time.